Perhaps it was because I'd been hanging out in a bunch of the same North London places that they did, and with quite a few of the same people. There weren't many letters I'd written in my life into which I put as much thought as the one to Danny Jones. I prepared a letter to send to him at Belmarsh, with an identical one to go to Val Jones, his common-law wife. "Dear Danny, my name is Jonathan Levi, and I'm a friend of Arthur. Arthur's pal, blank, has hopefully sent you a letter about me. I work for a major television production company in London. We produce television programmes and films for all the major television channels in the UK, ITV, the BBC and Channel 4, and around the world. For instance, I made two films about Broadmoor. It was the first time anybody has ever filmed on the inside, and I had full access to all the patients and staff. It took me 5 years to get the access and a year to make it. I also made a film with the X Factor judge Tulisa about her drug entrapment with The Sun on Sunday. I told the story from Tulisa's perspective over the course of a year. She trusted me and let me into her world, and as a result, I was able to tell her story, and our film changed the way people thought about her and her case. If you agree, I would like to tell your story about Hatton Garden, and to tell it as much as possible in your words, what happened, how it happened, and how you feel about it all. Both the BBC and Film 4 have told me they are very interested in a film about Hatton Garden. It is, after all, the biggest and most audacious robbery in history. I appreciate that visits are tight, but if it would be possible to invite me for one visit, I'd be really grateful. In the meantime, if you agree, could I write a list of questions and give them to your wife to give to you, and she could relay your answers back to us? I would like to find a way to work together to tell your story. So, let me know what you think, what questions immediately come to mind, and how you would like to proceed. Yours sincerely, Jonathan Levi." Then, all I could do was wait. My day job certainly takes me to all kinds of diverse and fascinating places. When the call came, I was in London Transgender Surgery on Wimpole Street, W1. My phone rang, and it was a guy called John on the line, who would become a very important player in this drama. For now, though, he was just introducing himself as the representative of Danny Jones and Terry Perkins. "They want to talk." I stepped out of the clinic and walked round to the corner of Harley Street. Excitement. The letter had worked. They would talk to me. Wherever I had been expecting the first meeting to take place, it wasn't a pub next to a garden centre on Cattlegate Road in Enfield. I drove through Hadley Wood in Cockfosters and out onto long, empty country roads. It is beautiful in that rural part of Enfield. I'd grown up in southwest London and gone to school in Hammersmith in the 1990s, and my acquaintance with the North London gangster belt was all new. The road narrowed, and I slowed down for a speed camera and drove past several large garden centres. I was on the right road. It said Cruise Hill on my sat-nav, and the pub we were meeting at was coming up in 100 yards. As instructed by John, who had called the meeting, I pulled in and parked next to a top-of-the-range white Range Rover with blacked-out windows. I felt a little nervous as I pushed open the pub door and stepped inside. John and Val, Danny's common-law wife, were standing together by the bar. They both turned and smiled, and John put his hand out for a shake. I kissed Val on the cheek and offered them both a drink. John asked for a beer, so I joined him. It was the end of summer and still warm outside, and that meant more potential eavesdroppers about than we had anticipated. We went outside and sat at a wooden table a little way from any of the others. I studied Val. Maybe 40s, slim, brunette, and nicely but conservatively dressed. She was, in one sense, the classic glamorous gangster's moll, with a glint in her eye. Warm, good-humoured, and less guarded than I had expected. I sensed from the beginning she and I could work together. John was going to be a tougher nut to crack. He sported gold bracelets, a large Rolex, and a thick gold necklace. He was in blue jeans and a T-shirt, and seemed more jumpy than Val. "So," he started, I am close family with Danny, and Val is a very private person, so she wants me here. And I've been told that if we talk to anyone, we ought to talk to you, that we can trust you, and that you made that documentary with Talisa, and also that one inside Broadmoor. I like that Broadmoor one. What's Talisa like then?